This is Auroville Radio. We are now going to continue our exploration of laughter in a child's life and the role of laughter yoga in the second and final part of our documentary, Is It Okay for Kids to Laugh?
We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine today. Ha 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 certified laughter yoga teachers and leaders from Canada. In the first part of this documentary, they shared some incredible and touching experiences where, by using laughter as a therapy in hospitals, schools, and in peace camps, they were able to help children heal physically, mentally, and emotionally. They also explained that laughter yoga is about laughing for no reason as an exercise, and how some of the techniques like brain gym and neuro-linguistic programming work in laughter yoga. In this episode, we are going to embark with them on a little experiment of doing laughter yoga with children as part of their daily routine at school. So we hope that you will take the benefits of what we have here to offer. You'll have a lot of fun with it. We're going to do a lot of laughing. But when it's time to concentrate, we're going to bring that laughter down so that we can concentrate. Now, that doesn't mean that inside you can't be laughing, but you can't be laughing out loud and disturbing everyone. Yeah, does that sound fair? Everyone, two thumbs up. Does that sound fair? Ah, excellent, excellent. Okay.
Would the kids like to do laughter yoga as a daily exercise? Would the teachers and parents agree on the benefits? Let's find out.
So some of the benefits of laughter are?
Most of us don't breathe very deeply. We don't breathe fully. So we spend a lot of our lives with stale air in our lungs. When you have stale air in your lungs, it's a lot easier to get ill. So what we do with laughter yoga is we expel all the stale air and we bring in fresh air. It's much like when you go swimming, because when you go swimming, you're breathing a lot more deeply. So laughter yoga, the way we're going to be doing it, is going to be fun, but it's an exercise, much like swimming, only laughing swimming.
Yes. Okay.
So we are back at Deepenham School in Auroville. Here, Viv and Hamish are conducting laughter yoga with about 60 children. The 20-minute sessions are to go on for 4 days.
So we're going to greet each other like this. We're going to go in India more often. We go like this and we say namaste. That means the spirit in me honors the spirit in you. In Canada, we might shake hands. Hey, how you doing, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Or we might just do something like this, a high five. Hey.
Hey.
Might be an elbow.
Hoo.
Very gently, only with the people that you know quite well, you might do a little hey. Okay. So we're going to do that for maybe about 1 minute. But what we want you to do is to greet people you don't normally greet, okay? And it'll be, you can do any of those exercises except you laugh. So it might be something like this. Okay? And I know you might feel very, very silly doing it. And that's okay. Yes.
When you do your greeting with the person opposite, make sure you look them in the eyes. So you don't need to be shy, you just look them in the eyes and go, hey! All right?
Uh-huh. And we're going to be careful about this. Yeah. So everyone come in the middle and cross
come in the middle.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Very smart. Everyone come in the middle.
Try that.
So we can do Varnaka.
That's a new one. I like that. I like Varnaka. Varnaka. It's like aloha.
Yes, yes.
In Hawaiian, right? Hawaiian. Okay, enough.
Viv, Hamish, welcome to our studio again. Last time you shared many wonderful stories of using laughter with children in hospitals and peace camps. I wonder, when you do laughter yoga in larger groups, like here in Deepanam School, are the children able to get that same sort of individual attention from you?
I think it depends on the size of the group. When you've got a group that's between, what, Haim, maybe about 25, 30, mm-hmm. you can, and you have a sustained amount of time. So a minimum of 45 minutes, then we can develop that rapport because you're constantly scanning the room. You're constantly having eye contact. You can see that this child is over here and maybe I just need to approach this child slightly differently than this child. So when we've done it in larger centers, I believe we've been able to do that.
Are you able to get the children's attention?
I had the opportunity to do a laughter yoga session for a junior high and high school in Calgary. And I was in an immense gymnasium with 500 school children, all from grade 7 to grade 12.
Calgary in Canada.
In Canada, yes. It was the first time I had done a laughter yoga session by myself with that number of kids, especially that age range, okay? Preteens up to late teens. So I was, I had a little bit of fear that I was going to have to work past what we in Canada call the cool factor. So, you know, the teenagers get to a stage where it's not really all that cool to do this, right? But, and I just had a microphone. And I took control right from the start. I said, this is what we're going to do. It's going to seem very ridiculous and silly and stupid. Don't worry, all your friends are doing it as well. So you can all look silly and stupid together, and that way we'll turn around and we'll make it cool. So I used their paradigms, their situations. I said, okay, let's try cool laughter. Right? Let's try laughing like a Hollywood movie star would laugh, or a Hollywood movie starlet would laugh, right? I did homework laughter. I did detention laughter. If you're bad in school, you have to stay behind. And so I did it within their reality and their daily life. And that's what we try to do when we go to specific places. So within 3 minutes, I had all the kids laughing. And I could see off to the side, there were a few sort of standing with their arms crossed and going, I'm not going to do this. No way. This is stupid. And I was amazed. Some of their friends came over and said, come on, let's do it, let's do it. I had them all laughing. And it was for 45 minutes, almost an hour. So I was surprised. And it was a break of the ice for me. So it's a wonderful experience when you can do that.
Where? I'm just 8 and a half.
Just the 8 and a half.
What makes you laugh?
What makes me laugh? I don't know.
I'm 9 and I'm 8 years old.
I see TV, I see comedy and I laugh.
Yeah, what makes you laugh?
I don't know, funny things like jokes or for somebody tickles me or something.
Do you have to have a reason to laugh, or sometimes you just laugh for no reason?
Yeah, sometimes I just laugh for no reason.
Sometimes some things make me laugh, but like sometimes like I see people laugh and that makes me laugh.
What's your name?
Nitsan. I'm 13.
Do you have to have a reason to laugh?
No. I'm the kind of person that is laughing from everything. I'm always laughing.
What's your name?
Bhavya.
And do you sometimes laugh without a reason?
Yeah, sometimes.
When is that?
I don't know. Sometimes maybe I just think of something that's not very funny, mm-hmm. but I find it like really funny.
Mm-hmm. I'm Vinit. I'm 13 years old.
Tell me, how often do you laugh?
Most of the time when people make me laugh, like mm-hmm. acting silly and making jokes on each other.
Okay. Do you also sometimes laugh without a reason?
Most of the time.
Yeah?
Like, I think about that joke, like, when I'm having my dinner and I just start laughing.
Hey, where are you? Vinaya. You said that while you were away on holidays or this morning, you had to go on a motorbike. Oh, no, you saw me coming from Bonfire, no? So we're going to do motorbike laughter. So I want everybody.
Exactly.
Paige, why don't you explain it?
Okay, this is a bit of a persnickety motorbike. It won't start. So you first, you go and you go, doesn't start. So you try it again. Ah! Doesn't start. So you give it a bash with your hand, and then you go, ah! And it starts. It starts. Okay? And this motorbike, you can ride it anywhere. So once you start it, you just go, ah! Okay? Let's try it. 1, 2, 3.
Go!
Now, I want you to gently close your eyes and keep the laughter inside, okay? Everyone, close your eyes. Close your eyes gently. And I want you just to imagine big golden globe. Yes, big golden globe filled with human unity, compassion, kindness, and love. And as it's there, it gently goes right into your feet. And it massages your feet. And oh, it feels so nice. And it continues to travel up. And then you go and travel. And a golden ball now spreads from your heart. And it spreads from your heart. And it continues to travel and fill this room. It then goes to all of Oroville. And it travels into outer space, goes around the world. But before that, it touches not just on the 7 puppies here, but all the baby animals everywhere in the world, in the sea, in the sky, all around. It goes into the outer space. And then all the planets in the solar system are filled with love and light.
After the children have laughed and expended their energies at the session, what is the reason for ending the session with guided visualization and concentration?
One of the reasons is we're looking at cellular transformation, and if we look at all beings are one, then we must go out, we must celebrate this wonderful joy that we have collectively created. So what starts as a smile, we have the conscious intention of sharing it, not just with our fellow peers, but with the city, with the world. We go into outer space, and that's important. And of course, as it comes back to you, it becomes a billionfold multiplied. So it's very much in the teachings of Vedic texts, in Buddhist texts, and of course with Mother talking about the divine and the interconnectedness and the unity of all matter.
Deepenham School includes concentration in their curriculum. So the children are used to it. They know what the practice is about. And in laughter yoga, no matter whether you're doing it for children or for older people, we like to do it in an arc. So you start small, you go up, you get very energetic, then you come back down, and you finish with a concentration to focus and ground. And then after that, we get up and we re-energize gently to bring them back to the world. So this is an arc that we usually follow. I think it's very important, and I think it's very effective.
What's your name?
Lila.
What's your name?
Jaya.
So guys, what do you think
About laughter yoga, are you liking the sessions?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite well.
Yeah, okay. It's really funny.
I find fun, like, very good. Very good, yeah.
And I never laugh that much, but it really makes me laugh easily, this whatever laughter yoga thing.
Because, like, the jokes are not funny, but, like, the way that she do it, the way that she laughs, it makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm Abhinash, I'm 11 years old. After I do laughter yoga, I feel very free and I read very free.
The laughter yoga, I don't like it. I don't like it and I like it. I don't like it because I don't find it stupid, but it's a little bit bad just for laughing for nothing. And it's funny because when you laugh, some people, they do funny faces.
What did you think of the session today?
It was really fun.
Yeah. What do you think about the concentration exercises?
It's really fun. It's much better than just concentration. Yeah. It's normal.
Okay.
It's like more to imagine.
I think sometimes, like, when we repeat, like, all the time, like, very good, yeah. We always, like, do it more than 3 times. Like every day we almost do the same thing, you know? Something can be boring.
Yeah, and the concentration is, like, very difficult to do. I don't like closing my eyes that much.
All right. How did you find the session today, the laughter?
It was different. I never saw a kind of session like this. But I didn't participate much, actually.
Why not?
I just was not ready to do that.
Yeah, it was fine, but it would make us laugh more if they have told some jokes.
Okay.
And it would be more interesting by telling jokes. And
when I saw the kids doing laughter yoga, I thought it was going to be a big hit. But then, as we just heard, most of the older ones, the 11 to 14-year-olds who had earlier said that they do sometimes laugh without a reason, are expecting funny jokes. By day 2 and 3, some also said it was repetitive. Let's go talk to the teachers, Preeti and Falguni, and see what they think about this experiment.
Yeah, I think this session was very good for younger ones. If you can do something different for older ones, they would benefit from that. Definitely younger ones were benefiting from this.
Yes.
They were very much open and very openly laughing, and we could see them, you know, very happy faces. I asked them, like, feedback after first class, and how was it? And they liked it, but then they said it was a little weird. I don't know in what sense. They said that it was weird. But then every day they didn't complain, that, we don't want to go to this.
That
was very positive, that they didn't complain that, no, we don't want to this. Start our day with laughter yoga. It was quite okay for them.
But sometimes they do complain about other things, they choose where they want to
go.
Yes.
For our children, it is quite, that's what we have observed all these years, that they are very direct. They are very sincere in some ways we can say faithful to us, that what they don't like, they really express. They have the freedom of that expression. So, yeah, as she said, that none of, even in my class, they did not mention. So, no, for sure, it was good. After 2-3 days, we noticed, and especially today, that some of the kids are really kind of losing interest, and it is kind of becoming too obvious for them that, okay, we are going to have this class and we are going to have this laughter. The same thing, if goes on, it might happen that it becomes too predictable for them that, okay, we are going to do this every day.
So then it's not just the... because we did different laughters each time, but it's... routine. We've been doing it it's like reading, right? You can read this, you can read a different story, but you're still doing the same activity.
Yes, but still, you must have noticed that some of them, they were not so...
I wonder, if we were to have 15 minutes of jokes every day, would that engage them?
For that, I would say that it should happen the age-wise.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Age-appropriateness. Because that was another our concern, was that the whole, all the ages were together. Mm-hmm. So what happens that we very consciously we try to do is that the older ones, they are supposed to set an example for anything, yes, in school. Mm-hmm. And younger ones are supposed to look up to them, or, you know, so in this case, what, I mean, yeah, we were worried that the younger ones should not lose that innocence or that just a way of laughing by seeing the older one, that he's not laughing, why I have to, you know. But if all the same ages are together, then
the laughter remains the same. But if you go into doing sports, if you play the piano, anything that you do, you have to practice it. And if you continue to practice, that's how you excel. So with the laughter, it's not really about excelling at laughter, but what it is about is using exercises to the benefit where oxygen reaches the brain. It frees the children up to have greater interaction with each other, but also it brings oxygen not only to the lungs, but to the brain, so that they're able to be more creative and to be able to think better.
Okay.
That is what has been scientifically proven in the West. Mm-hmm. Here, perhaps it's different. We have not done a scientific study. Mm-hmm. We did not do something before and after. Perhaps that's the next step, to do a controlled study and a before and after study.
Also, I think that what needs to be incorporated in the children's consciousness, in their awareness, is the fact that laughter yoga, besides being fun and exciting, and to a certain extent sharing when we are moving around, we approach it not only just as that, but as an exercise. So if you keep in mind that it's very much an exercise, like swimming, playing tennis, running, playing the piano, whatever, if you approach it as an exercise and as not just something that's silly and fun, then you become aware of what the benefits are and what you actually are doing with your body, your speech, your mind, and your spirit.
We spoke to the children and also heard what they've told their teachers. I see that there is a range of opinions here, from just okay to great. Before we reach any sort of conclusion, I think we must speak to the parents too. Fif has today invited the mother of an 11-year-old child to join the laughter yoga session, and I'm going to speak to her first.
Your child is in which class?
Giraffe. He's Tigrish.
Did he tell you about laughter yoga happening here at the school?
He told me once, but I didn't actually remember, you know, like it was just something like, and I just dropped him in the morning and she invited me. She told me, why don't you join us? I told, fine, good. Okay, I feel, you know, that's a good energy coming out of you, no? Mm-hmm. I like the, you know, like you, I came here a bit, not down or not up. I came here like just like as a Monday morning you go. I'm not like, I go back with more energy, don't you? Like today, it's like a good energy spring, I will tell. But I have seen also, because I was watching the kids, now many of them, they don't like to play the game. No? Mm-hmm. You notice?
Yeah.
They feel ridiculous, or they feel this, or they feel something. They judge the action before doing it. No? They have already an opinion, no? Mm-hmm. Before, just like, you know, it's, I feel sometimes for us, no, human beings, whether children or us, we have problem to give up, no? Things like we are already conditioned for. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And here she's asking you, okay, just like give up a bit of your conditioning. No? Anyway, I think it's fine. It's fine.
What about Tigrish? How does he feel about it?
It's why, like, I just watch it little, you know, I watch everybody. And I think I can feel he's on the edge, you know, like going really, or like, because I can, I know the giraffe class and all of them, like there's a group of girls that they were sitting not mm-hmm. doing anything, just mm-hmm. sitting and watching. And after there is a group of boys, they are like in between. And another, only one group was doing. So among this class, three groups. Mm. And you know, actually, it's also something like you get influenced by your friends, no? One group not doing anything, just sitting, the girls group. Tigris group, like it's three boys. They are in between, they don't know, they don't want to look ridiculous, but also like they feel a bit love. Mm-hmm. And the other group, they were doing like the big girl with one boy, they were doing it, at least. It's funny to see, and I think, you know, it's this age, you know, 11, 12, where you grow up and you don't know how you grow up and how to behave, so you don't want to look ridiculous in front of your friend. So if your friend are not doing it, you also don't.
Vas-y tout seul. Non, moi, elle veut discuter avec moi. Elle tout seul.
Hi. Well, how old is your child?
He is six. No.
6 years, and he's in which class?
Oh, he's not in this school.
Oh,
he's in
not.
Another school. Yes.
Oh, but
I have one other boy that is in this school. Yes.
And what's his name?
Ludovic.
Okay. Sorry. So, no, I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions about laughter yoga. What do you think about laughter yoga?
I asked Ludovic, and it seemed to him to be a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm. But do you think it's helping him out in any way?
Well, anyway, I think they laugh a lot. When I see his brother and him, they're always laughing. And sometimes I'm almost irritated to always hear laughing. Whatever to do, you know, if I ask them to clean something up, it ends up being a play and laughing. Mm-hmm. And and sometimes I tell them, now you stop laughing, huh? And I don't know, maybe I think life should be serious, you know, and tough. And and it's an old memory, you know, of my childhood that one should not laugh because it's just being silly. Mm-hmm. So,
do you think, is that why your children find laughter yoga a little silly? Or Ludovic finds
it maybe.
Silly?
I didn't think about that, but maybe.
But in general, do you think it's important for children to keep laughing?
Yes, I'm sure it's very good for them to laugh. Because it loses the diaphragm, it oxygenates the whole body, it brings the energy in flow, and if I have a good laugh, I feel very good, and life is suddenly easy and light.
My child is in Orange Group in the Panam School, and she started only from 2 months, because we are a guest, we stay only 3 months.
Can I ask you, if you think it is important for children to laugh?
It is important for their life to laugh.
Okay.
So much. Because they are child, they must to play. And if there are a happy child, there are a happy adult.
So my name is Linda. I am mother of Kirill, who goes to the Panam school, and now he take a class with laughter yoga, and I think it's quite important for children because like that they can give away their emotion which they keep, and I think for kids it's more easier like to relax, to laugh, to enjoy the life, and adults always try to control themselves. And I think for adults it's also quite more important to attend this class because it's for them it's not so easy. Just simply laugh like a kid.
Okay, now it seems that this whole experiment is going somewhere. Maybe for different reasons, but all these parents agree that laughter and laughter yoga are beneficial for their children. So Fiff and Hamish, I want to know if there is anything in it for them. I mean, when parents are not doing laughter yoga with the children, are the children able to take the benefits of laughter yoga back home to their parents and their families?
I think not all of it is conscious. I think some of it may be subliminal. It may be a lighter attitude. It may be that their outlook on life changes a little bit. It's not quite so serious. They are allowed to be a little more fun. And without them even realizing it,
it can have the potential to lighten the relationship within the family. It may be a little more subtle, but also I think it does have an effect to lighten the relationship, to ease relationships, first with yourself, then with your siblings and your parents.
So, have you guys like told your parents about Lafayette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they think about it?
That it's really fun, but I have two sisters and one brother is learning here. I have a sister which is 4 and one which is 6. And I didn't stop laughing. We just show them everything. They didn't stop laughing. I think you have to do it in like kindergartens also. It would be really fun for them.
What does your mom think about it?
She actually wanted to try out on, but she had to come a bit late, so she couldn't.
Okay. Have you spoken to your parents about what you're doing at school with Laughter Yoga?
Yeah.
What do they think?
They think it's really nice because in my mom's restaurant, there's some ladies from there. They do also this laughter yoga, I think, with the same people in the village or something. So it's funny to hear it from different people. Like,
I told my parents they wanted to join, but I told no.
As a laughter yoga practitioner and leader and teacher, it's really crucial to have an opportunity to get teachers to understand what we are doing. What are the goals? What are the objectives? How are we going to do that collectively? So, for example, if students are in an auditorium or in a classroom and a teacher is at the back of the room marking papers or not engaging, what message are we giving to the children? Well, you have to do that, but I don't have to do that. No. We need to work collectively and collaboratively. So we discover that when we have parents and educators who fully engage and participate with the students, the results are absolutely phenomenal.
I'm Madhavi. And I work with a giraffe. That's the second lowest grade after unicorn. And the total strength of the children are 13 in number, and they're mixed nationality children.
What do you think about laughter yoga as an adult?
Okay, I have heard quite a bit about it, and many things have been going on in research regarding laughter yoga. In fact, in naturopathy in Bangalore, Zindal, they introduced this as a session. But I don't think the first part of the beautiful concentration energy is, you can use it as a vocational thing, but I don't think for school where they start with mother's music or harmonizing music, you start with laughter yoga, I think.
I had that fear when we discussed that what will happen after laughing session, how children will come to the class. I mean, we were worried about it, that how they will react and they will still into their laughing mood and classes won't be that good or that practical. But it was not like that. Children were all calm and as usual classes were happening good.
I mean, each time what I felt that we should have just stopped where you quieten them down, no?
Tomorrow, why don't we try something different?
Yes.
So tomorrow, why don't we start with concentration. Okay? But let's start with doing like pranayama concentration. Is that okay? Or
yes,
not okay?
No, very good.
Let's start with that. Mm-hmm. And then let's bring in some of the laughter, but through the pranayama.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see whether we should go into the laughter, mm-hmm. or if we should just do the pranayama, or if we just do laughter where they're sitting down. We don't get them to stand up.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
This is the first time with children I have ever done it with a group this large where we move around. We've always had them sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an experiment for us as well.
I would even say that being tomorrow last day, you mm-hmm. can also kind of end up the session by keeping the laughter within. That tomorrow, mm-hmm. that because they have done 3 days this outburst of their
yes.
voice, mm-hmm. you know. Yes, some of them, they were really laughing, they were really happy. But some of them, they got this opportunity to kind of shout and swing their hands and legs everywhere. So we can see that it's going to be a last session. Let's start with pranayama. And yeah. then let's keep this sun of laughter just within.
After having a discussion with two of the teachers, we decided to change the format a little bit. So instead of standing up and moving around and getting all that energy going, let's sit down and let's do things in silence. Let's do things rather quietly. So we're still laughing, but we're breathing in the laughter. So instead of standing up and going, ho, ho, ha, 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 ho, ho, ha, ha, we're breathing it. And so it's taking it all internally. One of the reasons for that was we were doing an experiment to see how that would affect the concentration at the very end.
In the last session, the format was changed quite drastically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was better than the previous 3 days or the last one was better?
Okay, I was there on the first day and I was there on the last day. So in between I just heard because I came later and so I heard it. And in contrast from the first one to the last one, the last one was very, very, not very harmonious anymore. I think because she didn't feel connected anymore, or the intensity how she started was lost. Maybe it should have been just two session, then wait, and then maybe if they would have wanted, then you could have come. But it was like non-stop, nearly 4 session.
I preferred the last day because it was the last day, and like she was more into it because it was the last day. Like she wanted to do the best. Also, like the first day also, but like the two in the middle, she knew us. Also,
okay,
it was not the same. It was nice, but I preferred the first day still, but it was nice. Just because we could concentrate with open eyes, it was much better.
There are some things about laughter yoga that cannot be changed. It is about not using jokes. It is an exercise, and so, to an extent, repetitive. But then there are things that can be played around with in a laughter yoga session, like the types of laughters used, the physical movements, and the breathing exercises. But even after doing that over the 4 days of this experiment, I see that the feedback from the children and the teachers has been shifting. Fifth, Hamish, you tell me, can these shifting opinions, mixed reactions, and individual sensibilities become a barrier in realizing the benefits of laughter yoga?
I don't think so. I think, though, that there would need to be ongoing experimentation. And I think it would be interesting to do them in smaller groups. I think perhaps if we did it as a whole, if we tried it with smaller groups as well, then perhaps in that kind of venue, we may be able to reach something which we didn't on the larger group. I cannot say what, because we haven't done it yet, but that's just in my mind. If we had perhaps done it with, say, maybe 20 at a time or 15 at a time, it may have generated something different.
I think perhaps smaller groups, but I still think it's important to bring the different ages together.
Bent, that is good. Bent, nasty. Every Thursday we get Indian dosa for lunch. You remember? Or will your mama help you?
No, it's definitely it's nice to start our morning with laughter, and it was wonderful. It was nice. Some of the kids were really enjoying, and as adult, what I felt is it's amazing that you just laugh without reason, and at the end you feel that okay, you know, you feel at least a little light.
I'm Bhakti and I teach clay. And yes, I think it's really very important for children to laugh. They should be happy, and when they laugh, of course, you can see that they're happy. So that's what, like, we want happiness.
It's nice in the morning we laugh, and the days are going good by smiling on the way. Also, this type of exercise also in the morning. So it's really good. I think the children are enjoying, also the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that 4 days of yoga was enough?
I don't know, but I would say if it has to be more than that, it really has to have in periods, like, not for sure every day. It comes in alternate or comes so once there, in a week. Okay. Or, but it can be, in a language of academics, we can say that it could be a part of syllabus, but not so intense, like.
Okay. Not every day, but yeah, same thing in parts. And then if we want to see benefits, I think results, then yes, it has to be on regular phase. Not every day, but twice in a week or something like that. So then we can see some.
And
result.
Also the thing can keep on changing, that one day it could be laughter just as a field work. One day it could be just the kind of academic in the sense that you really know that why are we laughing and what laughter makes, and you know that question quiz with kids. So one day this, one day that, kind of balance.
Fifth, Hamish, back to you. Do you also think laughter yoga should be a part of the curriculum?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. I think it's essential. There have been studies done that suggest that when you laugh, or you release the energy and open up, it improves your brain function. Students in university who sit for hours on end listening to lectures, as the hours go by, they get sleepier, they wander. If you get them up on their feet to laugh for 2 minutes, zip, their attention comes right back and they're energized again.
There are three amazing books, and I'm sure there's many, many more, but I'm only going to talk about these three. One is Maximizing Humor in the Classroom, and it includes humor and laughter by a wonderful educator named Mary Kay Morrison. And she talks about the different types of humor, the importance of humor, but the importance of laughter as well in a classroom situation. Then let's flip to Harvard University. I'm sorry, I do not remember the name of the author, but we'll put it up on the website if that's okay.
Of course.
And he wrote a book called Happier. This professor does positive psychology at Harvard, and now, what is it, more than one third to half the students who graduate from Harvard have taken this course on how to use laughter, humor, positive psychology to shift your brain. Very, very key. The other book is by an author named Daniel Pink. He was Vice President candidate Al Gore's speechwriter. And this is targeting corporate people or business people, organization. He has written an entire chapter on the importance of laughter yoga and how it is a right brain activity. So we need to talk to our children as well and have them understand that it's not just about going out and getting a career that is a lawyer, doctor, engineer, because now those traditional jobs are now also beginning to see how important the creative factor and the laughter is.
You've got to have laughter. You've got to have the science. You can't have just one or the other. It's the middle way. We got to go the middle way and be balanced. And the humor and the laughter, I think, is going to rebalance us.
My name is Minji, and I think it's important to laugh because it makes human happy.
I think it is very important to laugh because sometimes you need to, and it is feeling very nice.
My name is Jaya, and I think you have to laugh if you want, but like if you don't want, you just don't laugh.
Okay, so my name is Tara, and I think it's important to laugh because then you can laugh and have some fun.
My name is Leela, and I think to laugh is important because it's nice and it makes you feel happy.
I think at some level, we all are convinced that laughter yoga has some very powerful benefits. But I also observed during this four-day experiment that it is not easy for children to accept laughter as an exercise or a form of yoga. More than that, even though we can introduce it in schools as part of the curriculum, there is no set formula for doing it. Every school, I think, will need a very customized approach. Meanwhile, I'm happy and content to find out that we all think it is not just okay, but very important for the children to laugh. Auroville Radio would like to thank Fif and Hamish and Deepenham School's children, teachers and parents for participating in the making of this documentary.